coming up on All Access.
Welcome to MetLife Stadium here in the Meadowlands.
The time is now! The time is now, fellas!
And Butler came over for the Patriots as well. It's a touchdown for the Jets.
A fumble into the end zone results in a touchdown.
Okay, man, that's the way to come down here and grind it out.
All right. It's always tough down here, but that's the way to come down here and grind it out.
We all first place in the division. So how do we feel about that?
I told the ref that the ball came out before he got across the goal line. I went to the sideline, told Bill that ball was out, and it was out.
Man, Chicago deep dish, that's kind of one of the symbols of Chicago. It's one of the things they're known for, growing up around it. All right, let's throw some toppings on here.
Green peppers, with cheese.
You know, we're really focused on what we're doing this year, what Atlanta's doing this year, and how these two teams collide, as opposed to, you know, those two teams a year ago with a little bit different circumstances played.
A battle to the end in New Jersey as the Patriots win to move into sole possession of first place in the AFC East. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. A hard-fought win over a division rival moves New England to 4-2 on the season. Next up, a Sunday night showdown with the Atlanta Falcons. Losers of two straight and likely still stinging over last February's Super Bowl loss. We'll look ahead to the Falcons game, but before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds from last week's win over the Jets.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to MetLife Stadium here in the Meadowlands.
The time is now! The time is now, fellas! Relish in this moment! Relish in it! Let's have fun today! On the road! Division game!
I need everything you got today! D-line on three! 1, 2, 3, D-line! Yeah.
Pressured by Butler up the middle. Chase to the right. He's hit. He throws down.
Early.
Makes an incredible catch. Landing inside the two. Throws to the end zone. Seferian Jenkins. Touchdown New York. Gillisley fumbled the ball. And it is New York's possession.
Gotta play harder now. Gotta do more. More finish now.
I think we'll run him the ball however we want to run it. All right, you're standing up to him. Be ready for movement. This is a movement game. They're going to sit there and just do nothing now, okay?
Lobs a throw left, caught by Curley. Touchdown for the Jets.
Absolutely terrible.
Get 14 on this drive, all right? One at a time. One play at a time. String it together, all right? Good play, one after another. Just do your job. Go, let's go.
Brady throws a long ball right for Gronkowski, plucks it out of the air and makes the catch.
Yeah.
Give to Dialla to squeeze his way into the end zone. He did. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's way to move the line of scrimmage. Nice job. Good job, Joe. That's it, Nate. That's way to move the line.
You guys are going to mark those guys. There's no doubts about it. To me, as long as you both do it the way you got to do it, you guys got to hold up inside.
All we need is one play.
McCown fires right sideline.
Come on,
gone.
Malcolm. Malcolm Butler, yeah, boy.
Jumps the road. Brady loves to throw low. Breaks the ground. Falling out of bounds at the New York 2. Brady fires it left. Rock makes the catch this time. Touchdown, Patriots, who crawl within one.
And we got our chance for the first time to get our 14-point swing.
Yeah, let's double it up.
Okay, we got to double it up.
The throw down the middle. Yeah. Caught by Gronkowski, 15. High stepping to a touchdown, Patriots.
There you go, Beast Mode.
And we got to get points on the board. These guys will not die, I'm telling you.
Okay, Ben, that's the way to come down here and grind it out. All right. It's always tough down here, but that's the way to come down here and grind it out. Play better on defense, got some turnovers. All right. Play good in a kicking game, had some good field position plays. Keep working hard. It'll be better and better every week. All right. All right. It's going to be a big week now. Okay. We got to turn this around quick. Okay. And be ready to go on these guys. All right. With Atlanta coming in here. All right. But let's enjoy this one for a little while, and we're back to work tomorrow. That's the way to come down here and push through it, fellas. Nice job. Congratulations.
Hey, that's a great job, fellas, man. It ain't always going to be easy. Hey, but hey, we are first place in the division. So how do we feel about that?
Oh, yeah!
All right, joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Time now for the plays of the week. Coach, big win against the Jets. What are we going to take a look at here first?
Well, this is a big play right before the half. On Tom's pass to Brandon Cooks down the sideline to set up a touchdown. To make it 14-14. And so we're in the two-minute drive. There's only about 30 seconds to go in the half. And so James White shifts back in the backfield. And it appears that the Jets are in a heavy blitz look here. They have everybody kind of jammed up there on the line of scrimmage. And on the snap of the ball, they blitz the two outside safeties and then drop all four defensive linemen off into coverage here. So it really ends up being just a two-man rush. I mean, I think, you know, that's the type of defense you would run if you're looking for a screen or, you know, underneath routes, that kind of thing. It ended up being kind of a protection play for us with James staying in and, you know, Rob jamming the end here. So we didn't really have, you know, we had just one receiver in this area, which created a single coverage outside. And Brandon runs a great route here and a good throw here by Tom, you know, beats Claiborne right there on the 2-yard line. So really a, you know, well executed play by two great players and, you know, end up taking advantage of a 2-man rush to be able to get the ball down the field.
You can't do that without great protection. They gave him a great pocket too.
Right. And then, you know, this is a big play for us here on third down. We had a couple big third down conversions, third and 11, third and 13, you know, on the same drive. So this is a third and 11 situation. And, you know, this is Rob here with Chris Hogan. And you can see Adams, their strong safety is in coverage here. And there's a little bit of a traffic flow that, you know, we created here between Rob and Chris. And now Rob's able to come across and run the inside route. You know, Adams misses the tackle, and then May comes up here and can't make the play either. And so Rob ends up scoring. It's another good play here by Cooks, even though we declined the penalty, of course, on the touchdown. But, you know, third and five, and Brandon runs a good route here again on Claiborne. Gets a defensive holding penalty, which would have been the first down conversion, but we didn't need it. But, you know, great job by Rob here, you know, matched up against the Jets' two young safeties, Adams and then May. You know, Rob did a nice job making the play here.
He used to do that there. Toy soldier thing back. We had that game in London. he hasn't pulled this thing out in a while. Yeah, he looks pretty good. All right, moving on.
You know, I thought we had some very good coverage plays from the special teams units against the Jets. And here's one on the kickoff coverage. We really have a lot of team speed coming down here, and we're doing a good job of running by some blockers. And so, you know, here we are inside the 20 yard line, and, you know, we have eight players that are down here. And really, if you let it go a couple more frames, you got seven guys inside the 15. So, you know, that's a lot of pressure and a lot of speed to put on the kickoff coverage or kickoff return unit, for the Jets. And we're in position to make the play there. Brandon makes the tackle on the 15 yard line. And so our special teams were able to create some good field position for us on both kickoffs and on punts.
All right, Coach, great stuff when you could draw it up that way. Hope it works like that against the Atlanta Falcons. Good luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
There you go. There's your plays of the week.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with Patriots defensive back Malcolm Butler.
When the ball's in the air, what's your mindset?
I'm mostly thinking that I want the ball, so I want the ball.
And later, we head back home to Chicago with Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's go. A little deep dish today. Let's do it. Let's go, guys.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. Can't really call this a Super Bowl rematch. While many of the same participants will play on Sunday, the reality is that these are two different teams. Dan Roach tells us that New England knows they'll be facing a highly motivated foe.
Somehow you patch it together and you find a way to climb back in this game.
Another week, another victory. And once again, at times, it wasn't pretty, as the 4-2 Patriots continue to be a work in progress.
That's what we're trying to do, is continue to improve, evaluate the mistakes, fix those, make the corrections, and then just continue to play fast and play physical and try and do our jobs.
One notable area of improvement, the offensive line, which after giving up 16 sacks in the first five games, didn't allow any.
We've been working really hard on it from the very beginning. It's going to be an area of emphasis. It's going to be something we're going to continue to work at. And it's going to be how we execute against tough opponents going forward.
And yes, the 2017 Patriots defense has struggled mightily at times. But ask any Bill Belichick coach player what's important, and you'll hear the same thing.
We didn't start the way we wanted to this year, but I really believe we're making good progress, and I think we're going to continue to make good progress. I mean, that's what great defenses do. They continue to get better each and every week.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
The Patriots welcomed the 3-2 Atlanta Falcons to town for a Sunday night affair, a team that gave up a 28-3 lead to New England in Super Bowl 51, and a team that coughed up a 17-0 lead to Miami this past Sunday.
We've been given really highly strict rules that we are not allowed to talk about that game. So they're a fast team, physical team,
and it's gonna be a tough game coming this Sunday night.
Whether it was last year it happened or not, they're gonna come in ready to go. Sunday night football, two good football teams, so it'll be a great battle, 60-minute battle, and we just want to play for 60 minutes.
Sunday night's matchup marked only the eighth time in NFL history the two teams from the previous year's Super Bowl have gone on to meet in the next year's regular season. And of those seven meetings, the defending Super Bowl champ has gone 5-2. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Danny, thank you very much for joining me now is Patriots defensive back Malcolm Butler. And let's just go back to last week. You get to the game, you find out Stephon Gilmore's not playing. And yet, the team picks on you.
You know, you got to be prepared for anything, you know. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you are. Team's going to come after you. You know, they got good players, good quarterbacks. And you just got to be ready to play in all situations. And you're going to have some good plays, some bad plays. And you want mostly good, but it's the NFL. You got to keep playing.
Tell me about the interception that you come up with that really was the turning point of the game.
You know, I'd do anything to help my team to win. And, you know, us cornerbacks, we want the ball. You know, we want the ball. Pass breakups is good, but...
Right.
You know, we always want to get the ball, and, you know, it's most definitely going to help yourself out, and it's going to help your teammates out. So I feel good I can help the team out.
When the ball's in the air, what's your mindset?
Grab it before he do, or knock it away. I'm mostly thinking that I want the ball, so I want the ball.
Everybody talks about the controversial play, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
No problem.
They reverse the call. When you hit the ball, did you know right then and there that was not a touchdown? And what did you say to the official?
You know, I finished the play pretty well. He was headed to the goal line. I reached in and punched, grabbed him, whatever I did.
Right.
And I just seen the ball loose. And, you know, I knew the game was close.
Right.
And, you know, you do anything to make them review that call. So right. I told the ref that the ball came out before he got across the goal line. And he said, calm down, we're going to review it. And they reviewed it, and I went to the sideline, told Bill that ball was out, and it was out.
Were you shocked that it was reversed? I mean, even when you see that over and over again, a lot of times they don't reverse calls like that.
No, they don't, but they got it right this time, and... He lost possession, and then once he gained possession, he
right.
was back out of bounds. So the call was right.
Do you see the defense slowly but surely getting better?
Most definitely. I most definitely see us getting better each and every week. We coming closer. We communicating better. And I don't know if anyone else see it the same way as I do, but I think it goes like that every year for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we start to build as we go, so... of course, you want to start fast, but you don't want to be at your highest peak early during the season. So we still got time to grow and get better.
Good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Malcolm Butler, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. It's always good to talk to the coach after a win. Coach, congratulations. First divisional win of the year. Looking at your tight end. The big guy looks like he's back pretty much at full strength. He's playing at an excited level. I'm calling games. I get frustrated the way some calls are against him. And how do you coach Rob? And I know you guys, it's been a work in progress going over the last 3 years as far as not pushing off, not using the shoulder. But based on his size, is the game called differently because of how big he is?
Right. Well, I think when Rob's a very strong player, and
yeah.
so a lot of times it looks like he's gained an advantage. I think the key thing is he can defend himself, and he can keep the defenders from jamming and holding or contacting him. What a receiver can't do is push off to create separation. So it's kind of you're allowed to be defensive. You're not allowed to be proactive to create separation. And so I think Rob's done a good job of understanding the rule and using techniques that are that he's allowed to use to defend himself from guys who are trying to jam him at the same time without trying to throw the guy away to get open, which you're not allowed to do.
Okay, Atlanta Falcons, they're coming to town. And how much do you look at Super Bowl 51? Do you even look at that game just to simulate maybe they do have some of the same personnel as far as the speed of the game and how fast that team plays?
Yeah, sure. We'll definitely look at the game in terms of preparation for this game, some of the matchups and some of the ways that Coach Quinn and his staff attacked and defended us. I think there are still things to be learned from the matchups in that game. But again, that being said, we're really focused on what we're doing this year, what Atlanta's doing this year, and how these two teams collide as opposed to, how two teams a year ago with a little bit different circumstances played.
A tough job for a quarterback, too, as much as he's been into it. Matt Ryan, experienced guy, another new coordinator, Steve Sarkisian, he's in. Is there a lot of difference from what they do offensively from a philosophy standpoint?
Yeah, well, without being on the inside, I'm not sure the answer to that question, but I would say looking at it from the outside, there are a lot of similarities in the offensive plays, and I'd say overall philosophy of the offense from what they did last year. Now, that being said, it's not the same offense, but there are definitely some similarities and some carryover.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from at DWells85, old pitcher David Wells, maybe. I don't think it's him. Asking about a guy like Batamosi. How unique is that to have a guy that's pretty much a core special teamer but thrust into a massive spot the other day opposite Malcolm Butler?
Well, as you know, that's a professional football player's job is to be prepared in all situations, and it could go from defense to special teams. It could go from special teams to defense and so forth. So it's just being prepared, being ready to go, and take advantage of the opportunity. And, JB did a good job of that. John Jones was in a similar situation to that last year, different but similar. We've seen that before, so that's – it's always better to be prepared and wait for that opportunity than to have the opportunity and not be prepared and suffer the consequences. So it was a great job by him for himself and for the team.
All right, good stuff right there, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bill Schrader with the Falcons. Last time we did this was a Super Bowl. A little bit different this time?
Yeah, well, we got some pretty explosive players and a lot of team speed.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Sit tight right there. More Patriots All Access back after this. And then later in the show, the Bellustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
New season, new Falcons, as Coach Belichick fills us in on the Bellustrator.
Andre Roberts, number 19, handles both the punts and kickoffs for him.
But first, pizza time with Patriots QB Jimmy G.
Check that out. That's the Jimmy G special right there. Lou Malnati style.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots official fan travel partner.
High School Coach of the Week, we head to Somerville High School to meet McKinnon Fenton. The Highlanders upset Lynn Classical to move into a tie for first place in the conference with a 4-2 record. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Somerville High School football program in the name of head coach McKinnon Fenton. Congratulations.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access. Now in the middle of his fourth NFL season, Jimmy Garoppolo's had quite an NFL baptism. He's only started two games, but even with that small of a sample size, Patriots fans see a future NFL star. We traveled back home with Jimmy G this past summer, who gave us a culinary guide to his suburban Chicago roots.
Chicago deep dish, that's kind of one of the symbols of Chicago. It's one of the things they're known for. I've grown up around it. Kind of one of those celebration type of meals. We come here, big celebrations, graduations, maybe after like when we were in Little League, like after baseball season or something like that to celebrate the season and whatnot. It's kind of just one of those places you come and you know you're going to have a good time at it. Let's go. A little deep dish today. Let's do it. Let's go, guys. So this one's mine?
Yeah, this is yours.
All right. And you're way faster than me at this.
Oh, sorry. It's a light cheese mozzarella.
All right.
You put it 6 more slices.
All this?
Yeah, on the circle. That's a put it pepperoni.
Oh, man, you just freestyle with it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, Chicago food. Says it's, you know, little things that are unique to just Chicago. You know, deep dish, obviously. Italian beef, which I guess isn't really on the East Coast very much. With Polish sausage. My mom's Polish, so growing up we would eat that. You know, hot dogs are a big thing. The Chicago dog and everything, putting all the toppings on it. I'm pretty basic. so I have a hot dog. You got the pickle spear on there. Little relish, a little ketchup on top. That's pretty much all I like, but am I missing anything back there? Really? Oh, cut that then.
Which one?
Can't put ketchup on the Chicago dog. Yeah, so what's the secret? You got secret sauce or something like that?
No, they sauce tomatoes.
There's tomatoes?
Yeah, tomatoes.
What's the secret behind it, man? You guys got something going on here.
You want it perfect? You want the ladle?
Just like that?
Yeah, one ladle. Perfect. The last part, this is the Romano cheese.
Okay.
This is another
food
in the oven.
As a little kid, I mean, I'm sure me and all my teammates, you know, you dream of being in the big leagues, being in the NFL and everything, and, you know, a dream turned into reality for me.
Let's go! For four games, they're in the hands of Jimmy Garoppolo. Lobs it down the left side. Hogan wide open. Has it at the 10 in stride. Goodbye!
Attaboy, Jimmy!
First NFL start. Get the W and everything in such a dramatic fashion that we did. I mean, they missing the field goal at the end and all. It was a pretty cool experience. I didn't sleep the whole plane ride home. I was just, you know, ecstatic about it.
Steps up, chased by Wade, rolling right. Garoppolo throws on the move, finds Mitchell, takes the catch at the 20.
Garoppolo is hurt, man.
Man, game two, a lot of frustration. Just going into that game, knock on wood, I'd never really been injured in my entire football career before that. And so we were playing great. We were up 21-0 at that point, or 21-7, something like that. But we were rolling, and, you know, just one of those freak accidents. I was at the hospital about to go in for an MRI, and there was like a minute 30 on the clock or something, and they were bringing me in, and I saw the TV, and I told them to stop for it. And then Duron got the interception, and I was like, all right, we could go now. All right, let's throw some toppings on here. Green peppers, a little cheese, just a couple onions, just a couple. Tomatoes. Check that out. That's the Jimmy G special right there, Lou Malnati style. You know, 5 years, I hope I'm a starting, established franchise quarterback in the NFL. It's you know, that's the dream of every quarterback. You want to be the guy. You want to have a franchise behind you and, you know, be moving forward. My time will come when the time is right. So it's just kind of one of those things. I just got to keep my nose to the grindstone and keep working, and, you know, good things will happen.
Right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Man, my face feels good. What's up, Fourier?
Hi, how you doing, man? What a big week we got.
Well, I mean, you had a Jets win right there, but you watched Super Bowl tape last year?
Yeah, I did, and this is what everyone's been looking forward to.
Good receivers.
Great receivers, really. So how do you stop them?
Well, you had a lot of 300-yard passers this year. Matt Ryan, really good quarterback, MVP last year. Big guys on the outside, so you're going to be the
Julio
receiver.
Julio Jones, and listen, and I'm small compared to Julio Jones. And imagine a guy my size running like a 4.3 40, being strong and physical. That's what this guy can do.
So ball's inside. Last thing we want to do is an outside defender with the boundary there. give up outside technique to where free release, 6'5" guy, that's an easy bang slant route right there.
But even if I want to run an in route and I want to go down the line, I can press them and it's so easy for me to get automatic leverage. So I can go deep routes, I can go short routes, I can go looky routes. It's too easy.
When you get into trouble, what do? Boom, cover two. Two high safeties, roll coverage, meaning corners up in the face. So if he's going to go outside, I'm here on the jam knowing I got help. Okay, he wants to go outside, I'll let him go outside. But guess what? I'm in trail technique right here with help over the top.
Well, and you also got the sideline to protect you also, which is almost like
another defender.
Extra defender.
I like
so
that.
So it's key, right? Two times.
All right.
Two times. Two times. I said two times. Oh, no, you messed it up.
You did one time.
Okay.
Okay,
right,
so roll coverage here. Say they go to that stack where they have problems. What are you going to do?
One guy goes in, the other guy goes out. No matter what, you're figuring out, you're passing it along just like a basketball player would on one-on-one coverage.
Communicate. What are we going to do with the Falcons?
We're going to fly away.
Hey,
that's what birds
do. When was the last time you were up 25 on somebody and then you couldn't finish a game?
That's never happened in my life.
It happened in the Super Bowl.
Time now for the Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
It's time now for our Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO. The Falcons and the Patriots, these two teams met 5 months ago, and the stakes were a lot higher. But this week, it's not about looking in the past. Both the Falcons and the Patriots are different teams, and Sunday is about improving.
We're in right now. It's 2017, so we've talked about last year once or twice, maybe three or four times, but to keep looking back is not what we're about.
Seeing how we can get better from last week to this week. I mean, that's the mindset that you have to have during the regular season, during the postseason. I mean, that's, you have to be locked in week to week. And, you know, to me, that's the best way to be successful. And, you know, I think that's where I'm at. And I think that's where a lot of our guys are at.
Well, that's all from the Falcons' perspective. Let's learn a little bit more about the X's and O's. We'll send it over to Scott Zolak. Here is the Bellustrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator. Big Sunday night matchup against the Falcons, Coach. They're pretty dangerous. What do we have?
Well, they're dangerous in all three phases of the game. And in the return game, Andre Roberts, number 19, handles both the punts and kickoffs for him. And he's a very fast and explosive guy. Really, every player on the field can be at the point of attack. He can go here, go down the middle, has the speed to take it outside. Has great vision, as we see on this play, where he starts one way and sees all the coverage kind of over-pursuing him here. All these guys from Miami bunched up and is able to, you know, come back, get it back across the field. So, again, in all phases of the game, special teams and defense especially, there are a lot of explosive players we got to deal with. You know, offensively, they have a great pass rush and good coverage players as well. So it's a very explosive team.
Good to have Matt Slater back, too, on some of these teams, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
All right, here
sure
we go. Defense.
Well, in the Green Bay game, you know, the Packers have a three-step drop call here, and they're trying to run a slant route with a flat receiver over here. And, you know, nobody really open. So Rodgers tries to come back and look over on the other side, and nobody open there. On the offensive line, the Packers are trying to cut the defensive pass rushers because of the quick throw. And, of course, they're 0 for 4 here. They don't get any of them on the ground. Rodgers looks left, then he comes back and looks right. Then Beasley strip sacks him. And then it's a scoop and score for a touchdown here by Trufant. So, again, that's the type of play against Atlanta that is, you know, a very dangerous play. They can score from anywhere on the field, strip sacks, interceptions, long runs, long passes, punt returns. They're just dangerous.
Yep. Active, real physical, you know, good athletes up front or front seven.
Yeah, they're fast. They're very fast. They close space in a hurry. And offensively, Freeman, of course, is a very good runner. He's got great vision, great power, good balance. He's a strong runner, but he's got good speed and good balance. So, you know, just little things here by Miami, you know, going inside the wing here, not really having a good edge, running around a second-level block. Now Freeman's through the line of scrimmage, and it's not over. He does a good job of, you know, cutting back against the grain. You know, splitting the seam there between the safety and the corner, you know, rips off a big run. So they can change field position in a hurry, and they can score from anywhere on the field.
If it's not him, they got another guy in Coleman.
Right. Coleman's, again, a very dangerous runner, too. Similar situation. and comes inside. So these guys climb up. They cut off the defense. Coleman's very fast, one of the fastest backs in the league. So he's got good speed to get outside. And, again, it's a good player with good balance, good quickness, breaks tackles, gets a lot of extra yards too. So very good in the running game. I think we know about the passing game. That's dangerous. So these guys are a very explosive team.
All right, Coach, big Sunday night matchup. Good luck. Hopefully the place will be loud and rowdy. Get them jacked up.
There you go.
There's your Bellish Trader. Like you said, get loud and rowdy.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Vesa and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Let's talk about progress. Are the Patriots making progress after that Jets game?
You know, I thought the Jets game showed a lot of progress on both sides of the line. I thought defensively, I thought they did an excellent job stopping the run. The guys in the front seven, which I think that's been a quiet problem this season. Not a lot of talk about that, given all the struggles in the secondary. But I thought they really shut down New York running the ball, and I thought offensively the protection was much better, and they ran the ball much better. So I thought there was a lot of progress on both sides of the line.
Looks like I'll be the negative guy this week.
Really?
No progress?
Well, no. I agree with everything you said, that there was progress in those areas. But when you get progress in those areas, you see other areas that you're not seeing progress. Steve, more big plays given up on defense, you know, to a 38-year-old journeyman quarterback. I mean, so I don't see progress necessarily in that area of the game. Would like to see a little more pass rush at times. Didn't see that consistently in that game. And I could, you know, ball security. I didn't see progress from Mike Gillisley losing the ball with, you know, having it away from his body there. So I think there's certain areas where they definitely did make progress, but other areas where you look at and say a lot more work to be done.
All right, but do you look at the positive and say we can build on this?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, I think, specifically the offensive line, because that to me is the big question. When the offense has broken down consistently in the past, it's generally been because of the pressure that Tom Brady is under, and that was the case certainly throughout the first part of the season. So can you build on that? Was this an aberration game against a team, quite frankly, doesn't really apply a lot of pressure on the passer? They didn't blitz a whole lot. When they did blitz, I thought the Patriots handled it well, especially the backs, I thought. But can they do that? Can they make this game what they're supposed to be? Marcus Cannon, to me, in particular, I thought he got off to a really slow start to the season, but I thought he was excellent in this game. He's a guy I would keep an eye on.
And you always want to build on a win rather than a loss, so I think that that's a positive, obviously. And I'll stay with the offensive line. I thought this was the first game where they said, we're going to put it on your back, and we want to run the ball out of regular personnel. James Devlin, 24 snaps as a lead-blocking fullback, and that gives that group confidence. You know, they've had a tough little bit of an up-and-down start to the season, and part of that is that they're in pass protection so much. They finally got a chance to sort of fire out and run block, and I thought they moved some guys around and created some good holes.
The Atlanta Falcons, not necessarily a Super Bowl rematch with this football team, but two things with the Falcons. One, are they a desperate football team losing two straight, and is this a revenge game?
Well, they're definitely desperate. They've lost two straight at home, and I actually, just looking at their season, I find a lot of similarities. They're teams that easily could have more losses, both sides. The Falcons were less than a yard away from losing to Detroit and had a hold on with four stops inside the 10 against Chicago. Easily could be 1-4 right now, and their season would be down the toilet. So I do think there's some desperation. They're two losses at home. They need to start playing better football. They need to protect the football. They haven't taken care of the ball.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. No one really thinks they're going to come in here and beat the Patriots after what happened in the Super Bowl, or at least I don't, I should say. And maybe the Patriots haven't been as convincing at home, and so maybe they can. But to me, they have nothing to lose. But they just what Paul said, they got to start playing better, Steve. You know, and they're fortunate that they haven't dug themselves too big of a hole like a team like the Giants. They can start playing better, and it might not matter because they're 1-5. 3-2, right. They still have a shot.
Prediction time.
It's going to be an interesting game, and I think that sometimes you're foolish if you just continue to go with what you thought, and you just insist that you're right. Well, I have to adjust what I thought about this
Audible.
Team. All right, I have to assume that the other team's going to be able to move the ball at will, especially through the air, especially against a good offense. And I do think Atlanta is a good offense. They're a little bit banged up at the receiver position. We'll see how that plays out. But I think the Falcons will move the ball and have a chance, but they'll also turn it over. I have to go with their history, too. That's going to be the difference, and the Patriots are going to come away with A 34-28 win, Mike.
I like
it. Did you ever hear that score before?
I haven't. And
it's a different score.
All I want to know is a scoreboard operator loosening up? Because there's going to be some action on that scoreboard on Sunday night. I'm going high with the points.
Even higher than that?
41-27 Patriots. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's going to be able to stop anyone in the game. So let's have some points and see where it all ends up.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, who are both going high, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.